good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
So, April, and now it's May. So, you know, it's graduation month. I'm sure we've got something to chat about the university.
It is. It's university graduation season at the moment. So, well done, you know, to all those who worked really hard and passed the exams. I have to say, the good part of the segment today is that I recently read a heartwarming story about a young guy from UKZN who took his grandmother along with him to his graduation.
Oh, nice.
And when they called him up to the stage, he took her with him and put the gown on her and put the cap, and they capped her. And so this young man said it was all about acknowledging her role in getting him that far, and he couldn't have done it without her. His parents had died when he was still very young. And so she kind of raised him and put him through varsity. And there was also another story of two brothers and a sister, all of whom graduated with their masters in education.
Sure.
All three of them at the same time, and they are a testament of people who go to university and work hard and take their tertiary education really seriously.
Yeah.
The fact is, universities are usually in the news because students are protesting for some legitimate, sometimes non-legitimate reasons. Mm-hmm. And despite all of that, it's graduation season. It's a culmination and celebration of all the hard work that those who do pass despite the odds do. The thing is, tertiary education is expensive and parents fork out a lot of money to get their children educated. Yeah. So it's heartening to see those that make it through. Anyone who's ever been to university and has graduated knows that feeling. I mean, you know that feeling when they put that cap and the gown on you and that degree is conferred. It's a culmination of slog and parents who in some cases work two jobs to pay for their children to get to that point.
Yeah.
But what does that piece of paper mean after that? It's supposed to open up work opportunities and a better life for that person. But it's not just that piece of paper. It's about you as an individual. You know, it's not just about you meeting the requirements of that degree. Mm. You've got to be somebody that's going to get yourself out there. To listen, you listen to some of these kids that come out of university and think, that's it. Now I'm sorted.
I'm qualified. Give me my job.
Give me my job. Mm. But if you throw them into a working environment, they still have so much more to learn.
Sure.
They don't know the basics of how to function in a working environment, like being on time, being disciplined, meeting deadlines, getting things done, being meticulous, not making mistakes. I mean, these are the things that every employer wants from their employees. It's not automatic with this certificate. So when you graduate, you have some content knowledge. You may have some idea of how things may work, right? Let's say you've done an accounting degree, so you know how the numbers work, how things should be organized, or some kind of legislation perhaps around financial law. But it's more than that. You've got to look at it as a holistic thing. So my advice to these graduates would be, firstly get your LinkedIn profile sorted and market yourself and get involved. Go and find an internship somewhere and learn things about the industry in which you want to get involved. A lot of young graduates say, I'm not going to do this or I'm not going to do that because I have a degree. But that's rubbish.
Yeah.
You need to do anything to get your foot in the door and demonstrate the value proposition you bring to a business and how you make a contribution.
I think the reality of it is there's 15 people vying for that exact same job.
Yeah.
But they're hustling, and they're hustling hard. And you need to hustle just as much, and you might get lucky because you have a degree or diploma behind you.
Yeah, 100%. But you're quite right. So they are 15 people all vying for that job, but there are 15 people with degrees vying for that job as well.
Yeah.
So that makes it all the more difficult. And coming up, I'll tell you what some of the things that you can do to get your foot in the door.
100%.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
All right, so Terence, we have a real problem. We got a lot of kids with a lot of degrees and diplomas and qualifications, but we have a 30% unemployment rate, at least in this country, so they're sitting around jobless.
We also have that attitude of, I've now had my degree, you just need to hand me things.
Yeah, I've done my work, now give me my job,
So you need to ask yourself how you make a contribution to anyone's business. Yes, it might not necessarily be in the field that you studied, initially, but you have to start somewhere. You have to demonstrate your value. For example, I've been working in television now for 26 years, right? And so I got asked to speak.
Hang on, you do know that this is not television, hey?
No.
This is radio. Yeah. Can you just continue?
You're so funny. So I was asked to speak at the graduation ceremony at the journalism and TV production student a little while ago. And I discovered that everyone there, all they wanted to be is a star. Mm. And they couldn't get their heads around the fact that this will not happen for most.
Yeah.
If you look at the credit roll on any TV, movie, or production, you would come across about 150 names on there. And there might be an on-screen cast of about 10 or 12. Mm. And only five of them are the actual stars of the show. The rest of the people are behind the scenes, production crew, getting things done and making it happen. So just because you have that certificate doesn't mean you're automatically going to be thrust into the limelight. There also needs to be a hunger to learn the most about your industry. And perhaps after years of slog and paying your dues, you might earn a place in the spotlight. But you need to work at it. Mm-hmm. And you need to work towards it. It's not just going to fall into your lap. The world is changing, so you might not even train for one thing, but you should be open to any opportunities. Develop an open opportunity mindset.
Yeah, for example, our Minister of Finance is a pharmacist.
Exactly. Mm. And so if something comes along which may seem like something you could really get into and you have to learn how to do, you have to have that mindset that says, I can learn new things. Mm. You need to get yourself a set of skills that enable you to do just that. If it means you go online, spend hours watching YouTube clips, on how to do things, then do that. Mm. If you've got to put in the time and be prepared to learn new skills. Don't just sit there and think, I spent 5 years at university and now I have a comprehensive and complete skill set and I don't need to touch that. When I entered the industry, for example, there was no such thing as social media. Mm. I had to learn that as I went along. So as it became something relevant to my industry, I learned about that. And what I did was I made sure that I learned everything. I was not just content to be in front of a camera. I learned how to shoot, how to direct, how to produce, how to write scripts, and even the admin side of the business, like working out and balancing budgets.
Yeah.
And so what you do is, I can now walk onto any set and become indispensable to that production because you know how to do all those things. Yep. But you need to be prepared to do that. Graduates these days aren't willing to pay those kind of dues.
It's a mindset change. It's what you're going to have to do.
A complete mindset change. And so when you graduate, you're sitting without a job. You need to ask yourself why. And you can't say to yourself, there are no jobs out there even for a graduate. Because there are jobs out there, and you need to be willing to do what it takes. The fact is, companies are always looking for people that can add value to their business.
All right, and if you want to engage directly with Terrence, you can do so on his Twitter, which he's just learnt about, and he's getting really good at. So it's at Terrence Pillay, one R in Terrence. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
2018. Darren Moore.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
100%.
Darren Moore.
Wake up.
Listening to
East Coast Breakfast with Darren Moore.